From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
If I'm this nervous right now doing this stupid bit, what am I going to be like tonight if we actually win, Kennedy?
Well, that's assuming we actually can give a speech. I don't even know if you can or if you can't. I don't know. I've never been.
It's Carson and Kennedy.
You
on
might
Mix
just be like, here you go, take a picture, get off.
Yeah, it might be that too.
If I was the person running it, I would never let a radio person have a microphone. There is no chance, because you'd be there all night long.
That's a play off like it's the Oscars?
Yes.
As we're walking up.
Oh my God, we can't have a meeting here that doesn't last for 2 hours because people got to talk.
We are streaming on the Odyssey app, so Kennedy and I are hopping on the train after the show this morning. We're going down to New York City. There's a big convention that is happening there at the Javits Center. It's the National Association of Broadcasters. And then at this convention, they have what are called the Marconi Awards, and it's like the Grammys or the Oscars. The Marconis are that to the broadcast industry, and we're up for an award tonight. We're up for Major Market Personality of the Year.
Which is like the big one.
It is the big one. We've never been nominated for any award. We've been friends 25 years. We've been doing a radio show together for 21, and we've never been nominated or won anything. And so to get your first nomination and it be the big dog is pretty cool. And I have been thinking in my head, if we get to give a speech, what am I going to say? Kennedy has obviously had breast cancer happening in her life and has other things on her mind right now. And so we thought maybe we should have a speech prepared just in case. What did you type into ChatGPT?
All I did was I went to ChatGPT. Like a lot of our show, I outsourced it. And I said, can you write Carson and Kennedy's acceptance speech for Radio Personality of the Year? And boy, was it fast.
And I asked Dan...
Did you give it any more instructions or just that?
Yeah,
Does it know who we are? I don't understand ChatGPT.
Well, I asked Dan to give ChatGPT one additional instruction. I asked ChatGPT to roast me with our acceptance speech.
Well, all right then.
You should be comfortable with that, Kennedy.
right in my wheelhouse.
So at this point, Kennedy, Dan is up on stage. He's going to be acting as the person who is announcing the category.
So Bobby Bones.
You're playing Bobby Bones.
I'll do the best I can.
How are your dancing skills?
Terrible. I literally blew my knee out at a wedding we were all at.
All right, take it away, Dan, whenever you're ready.
Just get in character. It's the moment you've all been waiting for 20 years of your career. And the award for Major Market Personality of the Year goes to Carson and Kennedy, WWBX-FM, Boston, Massachusetts!
Oh my God! Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God. Wow, 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 wow. This is so incredible. Thank you so much to the Marconi Award for this honor. We honestly didn't think we'd make it up here without tripping over our own shoelaces, Kennedy.
Or tripping over Carson's ego, am I right? Seriously, it's like a mountain up here.
Hey. I'm just trying to be humble. And right after this, I'm getting a giant banner that says, Best Radio Personality.
Well, please do. But just remember to have it delivered to your garage. Where it can stay, right next to your collection of world's okayest DJ mugs. How did it know about the garage?
ChatGPT knows everything.
Those are vintage, and for the record, I'm the best at being okay, Kennedy.
And we love you for it. But in all seriousness, we want to thank our amazing listeners. Without you, we'd just be two people talking to ourselves, which honestly is still kind of what we do.
It's true, but at least now we have an audience, Kennedy.
A very forgiving audience. A huge shout out to our producer for keeping us on track. I love that it knew you.
Yes.
Thanks for reminding Carson that random rambling isn't a segment. Did Sal write that?
I like to think of it, Kennedy, as creative exploration.
Creative or just an excuse to talk about your latest obsession with, what was it? Bacon-flavored toothpaste?
It is called innovation, Kennedy.
Right, and innovation is why we have to keep a box of mints in the studio.
Hey, I'm just trying to keep it interesting around here.
Well, you're definitely something, that's for sure. And to our families, thank you for putting up with our late nights and ridiculous stories. You deserve medals, preferably not from Carson's World OKS DJ collection.
It's a callback.
I'll take that as a win.
and to our competitors. Thank you for pushing us to be better. You're like our workout buddies. If we don't keep up, we just end up being the one who eats all the donuts.
Guilty as charged over here.
God, it is frightening what it knows. So here's to more years of laughter, questionable jokes, and Carson's culinary experiments.
Those are gourmet. Thank you very much.
If gourmet means what's in the back of the fridge.
And snacks. Don't forget the snacks.
Cheers to that. And thank you again, everyone. We promise to keep the radio waves filled with the sound of our delightful nonsense and maybe a little less of Carson's snack reviews. What is this?
I don't know. It got on a snack tangent.
Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night, New York.
Don't change a thing.
Did you like it, Dan?
Don't change a thing. Get up there and talk. I don't know where bacon-flavored toothpaste came from. But.
But some of that, like, how did the ChatGPT know about the garage? That he spends time in his garage. That is so wild to me.
Honestly, I've heard worse speeches that they came up with that in 5 seconds.
That wasn't bad, really.
The first few lines were hilarious.
From the 978, hey, if Kennedy can do an impossible parody in 10 minutes, she can write a speech. It's one of her superpowers. So it is to her.
What do you think you guys actually will say?
Thank you.
Should have the listeners write it, just like they wrote your song, Two Man Band.
Oh yeah, we should break into our song, Kennedy. I'll bring my guitar.
Absolutely. You will go up alone if you go up with a guitar.
Just strapped to my back.
Goodbye. Nope. And I'm out. For that reason, I'm out.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.